Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot and I'm on the phone right now with David Poole and Dominic Peters of the band Goldfish, which is an electronic duo from Cape Town, South Africa. The two jazz musicians had first met while studying music at college and they're playing at Belly Up in Aspen on March 11th. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
So I have been a fan of yours for a long time. The first song that I heard of yours was We Come Together, and I was watching a series of videos of this guy that dances in his basement on the green shag Forsyth. Carpet. Yeah, Forsyth, exactly.
And he's amazing.
Isn't he? I think he's like the most amazing dancer in the world. So
yeah, he's amazing.
And anyone who hasn't seen his what he does, if you just Google Forsyth, you'll not only see the best dancer in the world, but you'll be introduced to a lot of great music, too. So through those videos, I learned about Pavarotti's Stellar and just that whole style of electronica that was not as popular in the States, I think, at the time, although it's starting to be more so now. And I also just loved your music because it seemed like more organic than a lot of what you'll hear with electronic music to some degree. You both actually play instruments. You both studied music. There's a lot of African and jazz influences in your music. Obviously, you're coming from South Africa, so it makes sense that that happens. But how did you start incorporating that, and what kind of music scene is happening in that part of the world that influences your music?
Well, I mean, I'll jump in there. I think, you know, we obviously growing up in South Africa, there's, you know, you're listening to, you know, different kinds of music, and you know, the African music, the more traditional African music, let's say, is quite prevalent. And when we were studying, we actually studied African music, the traditional styles, and we had to play all those kind of instruments. And we also met some guys who were, you know, doing that kind of stuff. And quite a few of our songs are actually in a language called Shona, which is from Zimbabwe. And there were quite a few guys from Zimbabwe studying with us. So when we recorded them, it kind of was natural to be in that language. And yeah, we just felt that it really worked well with the kind of deep house and the jazzy elements, having those kind of vocals in, and it's something that we love as well as the jazz, you know. So it was a good match, you know, from the organic side of things, you know, we came out of you know, being performers first, like instrumentalists, and from there we kind of metamorphosized into producers / DJs / band. You know, so our first love has always been, you know, the instruments. So we always wanted to incorporate them, and we always wanted to have those elements in our music, as opposed to just, you know, using electronic synthesizers and that kind of stuff only. Although we do use synthesizers and samplers and all that kind of stuff as well, we kind of blend the both, you know, both worlds together.
I find your music to be very, like, light feeling and happy and that kind of thing. And I feel like electronic music in the States is sometimes a little, I don't know, it just feels a little darker to me.
A little bit angrier.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of testosterone in it.
I think we come from a place which is already quite dark. There's a lot of sort of, you know, there's a lot of bad things going on in Africa. And I think we almost react against that by making more uplifting, more, I wouldn't say happy music, but because that sounds like we're going to, I don't know, jump around clapping. But I think we naturally just, you know, go towards that side of things, as opposed to...
Maybe we're kind of an anomaly in some ways in the dance music and electronic scene, because a lot of the time the guys and girls who are making this style of music, it has lent itself to deep, dark basements and sort of introspection. And we're sort of more outdoorsy, happy dudes who play instruments but love dance music.
I'm on the phone right now with David Poole and Dominic Peters of Goldfish. Let's hear the song Moonwalk Away, and that will give you an idea of how they incorporate some African sounds into their music. You're listening to an interview with South African electronic duo Goldfish. You're listening to an interview with South African electronic duo Goldfish. So you have both traveled quite a bit and toured and played a million festivals, Glastonbury, Ultra Music Festival, South by Southwest, Carnival in Brazil, the Ultra Festival in Miami. A lot of these, I don't even know what they are. I saw one festival you played at called Get Loaded in the Park.
Yeah. That was a while back, and that festival was in London, and people lived up to the name of the festival. I've never seen so many people who were out of it before. So that's pretty much London for you in a nutshell. You know, one of the best festivals we played last year was one in Michigan, I think it's in Michigan.
Yeah.
It's called Electric Forest. And that was really amazing. And we also were fortunate enough to play at Red Rocks for Global Dawn last year. Unfortunately, we weren't on the main stage, but you know what? It's good for us because we can start out, you know, somewhere else, and then we can stepping stones. And like, it would definitely be one of our bucket list things to do Red Rocks on the main stage one day. And that was really awesome. We've actually, our experience of Colorado specifically has been really amazing so far. And the people are awesome. There seems to be a vibrant music scene. And
they seem to have an affinity for our style of music and what we're trying to do.
I wanted to ask you about some of the vocalists that you've worked with, because I love every single one. Sakili Moleshe. You worked with him sort of earlier on, right, in your first couple of projects?
Yes, we met Sakili at the University of Cape Town as well. He was a few years younger than us. And we actually saw him performing with a friend of ours who was playing a show, and Dave and I sort of had him on our radar for a while. And we did quite a few songs with Sakili. He's just a great, you know, gravelly. He had a very versatile voice. He could go from falsetto all the way through down to baritone. And he was a dynamite comes in small packages. The guy was a great live performer as well. He still is a great live performer.
And he's bulletproof. Like, you can have 2 hours sleep, three nights in a row, and still come on stage and sing perfectly and rock the place.
Well, yeah, it was really great fun making music with him and touring with him. He's now working on his own project a lot more.
If the vocalist is unique, it really does stand out, and it puts your song head and shoulders above other people's music, not necessarily from a quality perspective. Doesn't mean that you're better than them, but it just makes your music stand out.
Here's a bit of the song Crunchy Joe, featuring the vocalist Sakili Moleshe with Goldfish. You're listening to an interview with South African electronic duo Goldfish.
Looking under my shoulder, looking over a boulder, there was something I told her about you. You were barefoot and bacon. What was that you were making? There could be no mistaking up to the point of exposure. You kept all your composure, locked up in an enclosure. How do all your friends on the dance floor don't do moves that were lost? You Jackie Chan even knows more kung fu. And now some day glow, well that's one hot potato, nearly slipped on a halo tattoo. It was just like a drive-by, she was sipping a Mai Tai. I'm not much of a wise guy, are you? Is the seat not yet taken? In the morning you waken, do you like eggs and bacon? As I do, not to get too ahead now, put those claws away me. I'm just trying to learn how to get you. And now
you're listening to an interview with South African electronic duo Goldfish. I wanted to talk a little bit about the song 1 Million Views and the story behind it and the video. First of all, just can you tell me how that song came about?
Yeah, I think at that point, one of our first music videos, I think it was Fort Knox, had just hit 1 million views. I think it was our first video that hit 1 million views. And like the whole song kind of developed from there.
Well, if you got 1 million views, I mean, that would be a huge milestone in your career. I mean, that would be major. And then did you guys get tattoos and a new pair of shoes and all that?
No, obviously the lyrics were mildly autobiographical.
I got 1 million views. My video making you. I got 1 million views. I better get some tattoos. You had to carry vinyl, now it's just jumping around. You've won your work of vinyl, tables have turned, lesson learned. It's rotten to the core. Fast food beats are all you need to fill this dance floor. I used to ride on a rocket to the moon when I showboat alone to somebody else's tune.
Okay, this guy looks good, and we'll get this guy to make all the songs, and we'll, you know, it's just very like, and it's not, you know, like in the band world where, you know, a couple of buddies would get together and they would jam in the garage, and then they'd like, you know, come up with albums like Nevermind, you know, and that's was kind of how music has, you know, developed for many years, and only in. Well, I mean, you know, the manufactured kind of music has always been around as well, to be honest. You know, if you take it all the way back. But it just seems like it's not very honest music. It's not like, it doesn't come from an organic place. It doesn't come from a place where people actually were just trying to make good music as opposed to, we're just trying to make money.
I read a blog that the director for the video, Mike Scott, he wrote, he was talking about the knob twiddlers, which are the
Mike's hilarious. Basically, he's a
genius.
Crazy genius. Yes, the knob twiddlers. That basically that is, you know, guy. There was at the time there was a couple of guys who've been busted for, you know, putting a premix CDs on. You know, the saying, "Oh, well, we had to synchronize the fireworks so that everyone had to know exactly what minute the song was on." And we were like, "Oh my word!" So now, you know, your live show has become—it's
basically
kind of like watching a music video or watching a movie, and that's not what people. You know, it's not an honest thing, and the fans are paying money to go watch some guy press play once.
It is a strange thing because we love DJ culture and we love dance music, and you know, obviously the whole point of a DJ is mixing two tracks together, which isn't necessarily.
Yeah, there's a lot of points. I mean, there's track selection and then there's mixing them together and adding other things. If you're a live act, then you know maybe you're bringing in other parts and loops and playing stuff live, and you know, there's all those kind of things that can take place. But
or you could just press spacebar.
Or you could press spacebar and race it to the end.
And that's not at all what you guys do. Just from watching any of your live videos, I mean, you know, Dave, you're playing the saxophone and you're playing keys, Dominic, and you're playing real instruments. And yes, there's some looping involved, but you're real musicians. And I love how the saxophone is in your music too, because I don't know, because I feel like sax got kind of a bad rap for a while. Like it turned, you know what I mean? Like it was turned into the like jazzy sax kind of thing.
Yeah, smooth, and it became the smooth jazz crust
everywhere.
And just like, it just basically slaughtered the saxophone, and the saxophone's been rising from the ashes of the cheesy smooth jazz movement from like, I don't know when it started, maybe like mid-80s or something.
Uh-huh.
When men decided to perm their hair. It was about the same time. But the saxophone died a small death.
It was sad what happened to it. And I'm glad that you're reviving it. Let's hear a song where Dave brings the saxophone back to life. This is off Goldfish's latest release. It's called Games Continued. You can catch Goldfish at Belly Up in Aspen this Friday, March 11th.
You got the gun, I've got the flower, you've got your pride, I've got my shame.